talk show host and human trafficking activist BX is joining us in studio to ride shotgun. The Mandami White House visit is coming up. They'll probably be later in the next hour, so we'll intersperse your phone calls with her coming up. But right now, I appreciate law enforcement and others calling in. We've got Michael in Michigan, U.S. Army, Northcom Domestic Operations Attorney. Wow, that's an amazing constellation of information. What is your take on what's happening in this attempt to say that Trump's trying to give unlawful orders, but they won't say what they are?
Alex, I've called in before. I just haven't given what I've done in the past. We've talked. There is no doubt that the left over decades has been attempting a coup. All right. And you're spot on. It's funny. I watch you. I listen to you. I've really appreciated you. You know your history, not just of the United States, but way back of Western civilization. And you're spot on. You nail this stuff. And I was inside. Yeah, I worked in Cheyenne Mountain. I worked in Peterson Air Force Base. I was a domestic operations attorney, and that was the 20 years of JAG, just like Ivan. He was a JAG. I did 20 years of that, and after I'd been enlisted for 10 years. So I'd been in the Army since Jimmy Carter was president, and I was 17 years old as a tanker, okay? So I know that this life in the Army, and I've been an observer for a long time, and I know the history of my country as well. Back when President Trump was in his first term, I and some other retired or at that time, was I retired in 2017, so it was right around that time of my retirement. We submitted to the Department of Defense something that had been going on for a long time in the past. In 1928, when it was the Department of War, there was a training manual on citizenship. And I had called you before and talked to you about Winston Churchill and the history of the English-speaking people. Well, this training manual back in 1928 taught our soldiers when they were brand new, when they were coming in, about the history of our Western civilization in the United States and citizenship. And they also went into the whole idea of orders and what you're supposed to do in those contexts. I used to teach that to new troops, especially troops that were deploying, because there is that issue of what happens if I receive an illegal order. And that's something that the JAGs do teach the troops. They do not need, these troops do not need congressmen stepping in and inflaming things and not giving whole context, all right? I used to train these troops, and we would spend time on the issue of what happens when you get an illegal order. And I'm sure Ivan can do the same thing, because he was a special operations guy who had to go over that with his soldiers.
It's simple. If the president orders you to murder a bunch of children, you don't do it. But if their cities are burning, he orders troops in, you do it. They're nebulously putting a Trojan horse out, implying he doesn't have authority.
They're inciting violence. That's what they're doing, because what happens when you get into this illegal orders thing, it has to be manifestly. That's the key word in the U.S. Code. And all the training, it has to be manifestly illegal. It means that there can be no doubt. And see, the thing that you said earlier, or what Trump said, and Trump and you are very similar in this. You have this intuition about things. Both of you were never in the military, but you guys call this stuff. And those of us who spent time in the military can see that you're right about it. And Trump has said the same thing. These privates and these sergeants are not scholars. You know, that's true. I mean, I used to be a junior enlisted guy, and I was a little bit in the odd realm, because I love philosophy and history and all that, and there are some that are scholars, but most are not. That's the reason we need the citizenship training for our young military. This is what we used to do when we were the strong United States of America. We used to teach our incoming troops about our heritage, about citizenship. How can you now, the first thing I did to become a soldier is what? I swore an oath to the Constitution. How can you swear an oath to something if you don't know what's in it? So you need to be trained.
That's right.
It
was Democrats that blocked in the last 40 years all the constitutional training.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes! I can feel freedom rising across the planet. I can feel human liberty exploding. I can feel your will. Evil is in full panic mode right now. God is real. God is great. God is the compendium of the entire universe and beyond. And I want all of you to hear me now. The tectonic developments, culturally, spiritually, economically, has just begun. And it is your choice spiritually now which side you're going to be on that will predestine your entire future throughout the universe. Earth is only the launch point. The eye has not seen. The ear has not heard. The mind has not conceived what God has in store for us. You can feel it. See it, you can touch it, you can taste it, you know it in your very bones, the heart of your soul. Reach out to God and ask God to lead, God, and direct you. Ask God to sanctify you. Ask God to purify you. Reach out across the time-space continuum. Make the electrical connection to infinity and transcend Satan, the failed little g god of this world. We are living in such an incredibly historical time right now. Yes, these are the times that try men's souls, but it is the trying of the soul that makes us face reality and become what we really should be.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to alexjonesapp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I have to work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the street. And I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. We tell our kids to just say no, and then some panty-waist judge lets a drug dealer go. He slaps him on the wrist and he turns it back out on the town. But if I had my way with people selling dope, take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope, I'd hang them up behind them, swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land.
So the Democrats. Democrats have officially launched their plan for the Podesta plan to trigger a civil war, saying any order from Trump is illegitimate. And I had BX scheduled, Becca, great investigative journalist, so much wonderful work, scheduled for a few days. And I told Daria to start a show. I said, hey, call her. She's in Austin tonight. I said, move her another day, because I thought she was remote, but she's like, she was off the phone. She shows up. So she's here with us. She went with Harrison the first hour of the war room today, looking into human trafficking. They finally got the agents. They've scaled up. They're doing major bust, beautiful work, and mainly DHS. I'm not criticizing FBI or Cash Patel, but it's really DHS, not just with ICE, but with this is just Herculean stuff. These, it's like these guys watch the old, you know, Chinese kung fu movies where they're sped up fighting. I've seen three times in Austin ICE in action, and I'm sitting there watching it, and it's like they've sped up the video or something. I don't know what they got these guys on, but they're heroes, and you see them under attack, all the rest of it. So she can speak to that. And then when Mandami, God, there's going to be some fireworks, the new Islamic communist mayor of New York, meets with Trump, they say 2 o'clock central in about 50 minutes, but it's usually late. We'll go to that. You'll ride shotgun. Then you're going to be able to get into all your issues in great depth with the great Harrison Smith today on the War Room. But just in general, overall, recap before we go to these calls. The work you're doing and your report card as a great human trafficking journalist, that's the FBI even credits with some of the major busts they've done. You've been targeted by the pedo rings, the Satan rings, literally. Just to show how real this is, what's your report card on Trump, and kind of recap for folks who don't know who you are, what you've been up to?
Yeah, well, I started investigating this several years ago, so I've been doing it for a while. And honestly, you know, we've seen a lot of progress over the past year since Trump's taken office. We've seen a lot more arrests. We've seen a lot more advocacy. The FBI coming out and educating parents, really taking this pedophile ring seriously. Pedophile ring called 764, which has been in the news a lot lately. So yeah, we're definitely seeing them cracking down on some of these guys, and really excited to see what comes next, because we know there's a 300-plus investigations across the country right now.
Well, the last time you were on was right before Charlie Kirk got killed. You explained that there's a Satanism angle to the Trantifa, and how many of these people. It's the same story. So it's not just the nine angles and all that. There's a. This is all, and this former MI6 guy behind it. I mean, this is an intelligence op. It's like MKUltra being externalized.
Yeah, I mean, possibly. There's definitely a big Eastern European component, too, that I think is underexplored coming into like Ukraine, Russia type of stuff. We're seeing a lot of foreign terror organizations from there coming over here and merging with this comm group. We've got one called the Maniac Murder Cult, which is originated in Ukraine. And it's merged with the 764 pedophile network. And they're actually trying to get people to go out and commit assaults, attacks, stabbings, shootings in America. And so we saw one person extradited from Moldova. His name was, he went by the name Butcher. His name was Mikhail Chikikvishvili. I'm not sure I butchered that. Butcher, no pun intended. But he did go by the name Butcher, and they extradited him, and he's pled guilty. So we're looking at the sentencing. So that was a huge bust for the Trump administration.
And I remember this in the 80s, studying things in the early 90s. Police were put in the reports, but then it always gets taken out in court that whether it's the strangler in New York or Jeffrey Dahmer, it's Satanism. But they just remove that.
There's a huge satanic component to the one I'm talking about, the Maniac Murder Cult, as well as to the 764 and other areas of calm, for sure. And you're right, we don't see very much of that here in the U.S., but I've noticed that in other countries, they do harp on the satanic component a lot more than we do here. So I think it's definitely a hot-button topic that we're afraid to approach for some reason. I think we need to be more open about that.
Absolutely. Well, we'll be getting into that. You'll also be covering at 3 o'clock with Harrison Smith. But in general, what do you make of the Democrats claiming Trump's orders the military are illegal? No court has said any order's been illegal. They're clearly trying to create a Trojan horse of doubt ahead of something big.
I mean, well, I just learned about this like 2 minutes before I came in here, so I don't have a whole lot of information on it. But I would say that, you know, one of the biggest things that I've been responsible for getting out to the public is this concept of accelerationism. This idea that by getting...
That's anti for the... Exactly. Right. Create a crisis, create a revolution.
Yes. I mean, because that's the way that you destabilize the country, right?
I'm just going to tilt this mic a little closer to you. There you go. You're absolutely right. I mean, exactly. And what they want is, under MKUltra, they directly had to brainwash people. Now, in their own documents, they want to do it through the internet and nudge and control. And you look at Charlie Kirk's supposed killer, which they've covered up the background because I believe it's an intelligence agency, whether it's foreign or domestic. Kash Patel killed any foreign involvement or any domestic help, even though six trannies said Charlie Kirk will be dead tomorrow. And I talked to people that were in the White House at the cabinet meeting with the vice president when it happened. Months later, what I said broke. So I don't want to attack Kash Patel. I'm giving info by people that are scared to put it out. And later it was confirmed. Why would you kill him having help from the left? Why would you do that? Because they want to protect these networks.
I mean, yeah. I mean, the goal, if the goal is to destabilize the country, then I guess that makes sense.
Well, we're glad you're here. You're at BX underscore on underscore X. That's a whole other story we'll get to before you leave. A lot of this isn't known, but I've confirmed this with people. You've been doxxed, your family attacked, you name it, by these Satan rings. They are really upset with you.
Yeah, it's actually been a nightmare, to be honest. I didn't expect to see myself in this situation, but yeah, it's been a nightmare. It's definitely had a huge impact on my personal life. And
credited by the FBI for helping round up that whole ring.
And, you know, I tweet about it, too. I mean, I quote tweet some of these monsters when they attack me online. They say stuff about my kids. They threaten to rape my kids and stuff. And I'm quote tweeting them. You can see them. They're real. You know, and I think that one of the things that I've done with my social media presence is show you how they're not even hiding. These people aren't even hiding. They're just out in the open on social
media. Well, I first got on there in 94, but didn't get going until 95. And by 96, these guys in black trench coats, all white, you know, white guys, just pointing out who they were, they would show up at events. They'd threaten me. They'd show up. They'd follow me at a restaurant. They'd threaten my sister, was in high school then. They would threaten her and would send messages in that we saw her getting picked up at school today, what she was wearing. And so... And to the FBI's credit, I never called the FBI on them. The FBI, they only had a bookstore down on the UT drag. They actually went and raided them.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, that was like 30 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, I've gotten
or 29 years ago.
I've gotten calls from field offices when they start talking about me in these chats. They're threatening to, you know, brick my home, like hire.
Well, that's why the FBI raided them. Yeah. They said in chats they were going to kill me.
Yeah, and they'll call you and say, hey, by the way, these people are trying to kill you online. It's like, oh, cool.
It was the same story. They were devil worshippers. Yeah. They were all black. They were into pedophilia.
It makes total sense.
And so, again, I'm like, you know, knew about the New World Order, the private Federal Reserve and stuff like that. But I didn't know when I got involved in this that suddenly Satanists in black would show up.
That's crazy.
I mean,
the guys I deal with are mostly online, but occasionally they'll find somebody in your area they can pay with Bitcoin or Monero to go and you know, vandalize your house, throw a Molotov cocktail.
Oh, we have footage of us years ago protesting an abortion clinic down the road on Ben White. Black Mercedes and Jaguars show up, and there's guys out the window with wads of hundreds, and the people take the money and then come attack us. We have it on video.
Wow.
And they literally, it's the same thing you just said.
Yeah. Yeah, they're paying as hired goons, right? Those people might not even know who you are or have any kind of like beef with you personally. They're just people being solicited to do all of that.
And it's important. I'm glad you're here, actually, in all the Civil War things. They have Black Lives Matter, the communists, the Muslims, the American socialists. All of that is preparing their uprising with Soros. So this all ties into it.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be interested to see more information about that, for sure. How maybe some of these comm links could have something to do with political organizations. I mean, we know that these guys infiltrate political groups and try to guide them to violence. That's one thing that we know that these Order of Nine Angles people do. So it's not uncommon. It wouldn't be surprising at all to me to see them in Antifa, Black Lives Matter.
Well, I can tell you the rest of the story, but it sounds unbelievable. But let's just say they didn't have a very good time. it's pretty hilarious, actually. Like, these guys just think we're going to fold.
Yeah, I think that that's something that this particular network, you know, they're used to extorting kids, scaring kids, threatening them, threatening to expose their nude photos and this stuff. But when they attack an adult, they realize that they can't scare us away, or me personally.
And that's key. What you're saying is an intelligence operation. They use psychology, trained by this MI6 guy, to rope them in, get them to do one little thing, then threaten them through fear and take control of them.
Yeah.
Which is this whole Epstein thing. It's like, get you compromised.
Psychology. And that's just grooming 101, right? They want to pick the person who's the most vulnerable. They pick these kids who are already unstable. Maybe they're gender confused. Maybe they're self-harming or dealing with some other mental problems. And they say, that's the kid who I can get to do the stuff I want to do this stuff.
You were on right before the 764 attack. Now he was connected to it.
So I'm not really sure 100% that he was connected to 764. I think that was a theory that was positive.
Well, the stuff he posted about Satanism
is very
identical.
And yes, there's definitely a through line there, right, of this kind of the satanic, attack on.
And it was the other kid in that area. He wanted to kill his parents. He did. He was in it.
Nikita Kassip. He was trying to kill Trump.
Yeah. He killed his parents instead.
He killed his parents first, and then he was following instructions from
Ukraine.
From these Ukrainians who were leading him to Kansas to
meet
up with
one of them. Which is really a CIA cutout.
Well, what's scary to me is that he was going to Kansas to meet up with one of these shadowy Ukrainian figures who was stateside. We didn't hear anything else about that investigation. I'd really like to know who these people were.
Well, they just use Ukraine as a cutout. Like, I predicted they'll try to kill Trump using a Ukrainian cutout, which they did at Mar-a-Lago.
That makes a lot of sense.
Well, it's like they use Operation Mongoose cutout to kill Kennedy. Mm-hmm. They just use the cutout. Let's go to phone calls here. I appreciate everybody. Doc, Sergeant Bill, Russ, Gabriel, Al Killer, Clark, Noah. Let's go to Noah in Mississippi. What do you make of the Democrats trying to claim any order by Trump is illegal? They admit ahead of a domestic uprising. This is pretty obvious what's happening. What do you think we should do, Noah? What's your take on what we said?
Oh, I'd say, one, they're in Article 134 territory, sure, with that kind of language, showing that kind of dissent. And by the way, before I get too far into this, I just want to say that I am a veteran Air Force Security Forces officer. That JAG that you had on the last call, he is 100% correct. He is the one that decides, and then we are the people that come and execute. So I'm telling, as a message and a courtesy to all of my fellow veterans in active duty, do not listen to these politicians. They are not on your side.
Well, please give us your view on what the Democrats are trying then.
There are some people who are in the military, even though by and large most of them are good. The purge was partially successful because the purge was going on before COVID happened. Not a lot of people really know about that, but they were trying to use different measures, DEI and things like that, charging people with crazy crimes, talking to girls. And so the purge was going on well before that. So there is a movement inside of the military that would disobey order. However, the people that do my job, whose job it is to actually deal with these kinds of things, that's who the Democrats are trying to convince right now that we need to listen to them and not our commanding officer.
Meanwhile, you're all trained on it. It's like a joke, right? Like, they're coming to experts.
Oh, yeah. Like, I agree that, like, not every veteran is a constitutional scholar and stuff like that. But when it comes to the Uniform Code of Military Justice, from the Masters at Arms in the Navy to the Army Military Police to Air Force Security Forces, we are all very well versed in that. I promise you.
Yeah, so you know, like, even before the courts ruled Trump was right, he can have Border Patrol, he can have ICE, he can call out National Guard. And so I know it's constitutional. Of course, it was approved as constitutional. If Trump said bomb random cities, we'd all say no, right? I mean, we already know. I'm not even in the military, but I know this, right? This is common sense.
Well, yeah, but what he needs to come out and say, in my opinion, is, look, as the president, I am in dereliction of my duty if I do not quell these rebellions. Whenever local authorities are not doing their job, this is his job.
Exactly. Flynn always points this out. The president's the only person that doesn't say protect and defend. He says protect, preserve, and defend. He has to preserve it.
Yes. Like I said, he is the one who is committing treason if he doesn't do this. Like, his oath of office falls on him to do this.
So he doesn't have the right, he has the duty.
Yeah, it's not up for debate. Like, I mean, I'm telling you, Trump is the one that is wrong if he doesn't do it. And I don't know if somebody needs to tell him that, and it's be like, look, dude, you swore an oath. I had to follow mine. You got to follow yours.
Well, let's ask this. What would Abraham Lincoln or George Washington do right now? I know what he'd do. And I'm sad we're here, but they brought us here. They'd be arresting these people right now.
I don't even know if they'd be arresting them. With this kind of rhetoric that's going on, I feel like George Washington would probably be at the front of the force marching into blue states and cities.
Well, we know what he did. He signed death warrants.
Yeah. And then you had, I mean, I don't, I think it was Maryland, but didn't Abraham Lincoln throw like the entire Maryland government in prison when they tried to
resist him? Yeah,
he did. Yeah. So, I mean, come on. It's not like we're not setting new precedents here. This is honestly far from the worst things I've ever gotten in our country. I mean, if you think.
And isn't it crazy? It's the Democrats again?
Yeah. History doesn't repeat itself, but it sure does rhyme.
Beautiful call. Powerful comments on what he said. Amazing call. Thank you, Noah. More calls coming up in a minute.
I don't.
Heavy stuff.
Yeah, it is. I'm just kind of absorbing everything because I just learned about this like 10 minutes ago.
Well, there's a civil war they're trying to kick off. Let's go ahead and go to Sergeant in Texas Marine Corps. What's your take on this, brother? Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Alex, for taking my call. God bless you and peace be upon you, my friend, my brother in Christ. Hey, man, I just wanted to point out that young gentleman, that young sergeant of Marines that you had played the video of earlier saying that a lot of these people have forgotten what America's principles and ideals were. I just want to give you a piece of information. That man that you played is a Medal of Honor recipient. And he got that Medal of Honor because he went and saved over 16 Afghans and several service members by disobeying a direct order not to go in and save those people. Now, he put life in person.
Well, I'm sorry about my ignorance. I played a white guy and a black guy. Which one is it?
He was the white gentleman, sir.
Put him up on screen. Okay, keep going. Thanks for helping me.
Yes, his name is Sergeant Dakota Meyer.
I know Dakota Meyer. Oh, wow. I didn't really click when I saw the video. I just put it out, yeah.
Yes, sir. He looks great now. And he reenlisted, of course, back into the Marine Corps. And, hey, he's got a great point. The JAG officer that you had on earlier had a great point. And the gentleman before me solidifying it all. Trump has the duty and responsibility as commander-in-chief. No more business. No more corporate shenanigans and all this stuff, worrying about, you know, the money, pocket and the purse and stuff. Hey, that's
the American
people
will one. We're already under a global dictatorship, so we would 100% back the smashing of them.
Absolutely. The money ain't worth jack squat if we don't have a government that's willing to put down the sedition and the treason. We are behind them 100%. Thank you, Alex, the commandant of the InfoWar.
Well, I didn't get that was Dakota Meyer. I don't know why I didn't click when I saw it. I just knew what he said was true, so I played the clip. That's amazing right there, isn't that?
That's why I called. I wanted you. I just wanted to point that out. That man, I look up to people like him and that JAG officer and the gentleman before me. I have no impressive resume to brag about saying, you know, I've done this and that. Dude, I did my time. I did my 8 years in the Marine Corps. But those individuals are the men that I look up to. I'm a pussy compared to them. But I'm going to tell you right now, if it came down to the time and to the wire, Alex, the locks on my door ain't for my protection. Okay, that's all I got to say about that.
I understand. The we're not locked in there with them. They're locked in here with us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we have the obligation to see through our duty to put down this type of rebellion and insurrection. They didn't do it when Border Patrol were ushering in millions of illegal aliens. Where was the turning away and denying of illegal orders then? They weren't enforcing the law. They were actually abridging it and going against it.
Powerful calls. BX, stay here. And you're on the War Room. First hour, Harrison Smith will come right back. Heavy stuff happening right now. Remember, folks, share the live feeds. Relox Jones on X. Relox Jones on X. This is historic stuff going down. This is the Battle for the Republic. Second American Revolution 2.0.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish CMOS. It was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the CMOS because it's a thyroid issue and the CMOS has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together. And they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, And nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it, that has like a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's good, right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And, okay. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones Fisher is on, like, my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's like, amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in, they go, oh, this person, you're paying them. But, like, no, but our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to, like, the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, now you have a 3-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yes.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it, like, happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where, like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, and I'm not a doctor, it's not a medical claim, but people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is, but it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish sea moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is. Nope, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Well, I can tell everybody here off record without giving sources that the White House is paying more attention to InfoWars than ever, because now they got some briefings from the Pentagon, I'll leave it at that, that our analysis has been run through AI is the best there is. I've had some meetings the last few months with some of the big tech heads who also ran our analysis through AI predictability programs, because what's really about is over-the-horizon prediction systems. They found my analysis is the best there is. That's not bragging. It's letting you know the bad guys already figured this out 8-9 years ago. But that's because we're totally immersed in it. No kidding. It's all I do. But I was talking to investigative journalist BX and Becca. Just a quick question. We covered it for a full hour, your great work at the start of the war room here in about 25 minutes. We'll go back to calls. I just said, let me ask you a question. Are the pedo rings, the Satan rings, upset? Do they feel like they're being hunted? And you said, well, repeat your own words. Absolutely. The heat is on.
Yeah, especially for the 764 network, since the FBI has taken a really, really brave stance of like coming out and telling them, we're not going to let you hide behind a keyboard and attack our kids. We're going to find you no matter how anonymous you think you are, where in the world you are. And what we've seen is definitely that they're being a little bit more hesitant to be out in the open, which is good because that's how they find kids, is being out in the open and on social media. But they've also...
They recruit them through roadblocks and...
Yeah, they're through with the roadblocks. We've seen lots of activity in law enforcement going after these guys harder than anything. I mean, I've made cyber tips in the past, like years before, that never even got calls back. Now, anytime you do a cyber tip and mention 764, you're getting that immediate call back from the field office because they want all the information on it. They're taking it very, very, very seriously.
Let me do a crude graph. People could actually look this up. Trump gets in, and they hadn't dismantled enforcement. They just weren't enforcing it. And so he had, you know, huge during his first admin. You know, he ramped it up to here, 94%. Look this up. A border crossing shut down. Then Biden comes in. It literally goes like this. But then they dismantled the detention centers, the actual enforcers. And so Trump gets back in, and it's like this. People are like, well, he's not doing anything. But if you look at the graph that keeps going, it's going straight up now. And now they are literally going after the 400,000+ kidnapped kids. They're rescuing thousands a day. But you can't put them on TV. They're kids. But we see the federal filings coming in. Trump's not playing around. Even Nick Fuentes was critical of Trump, saying, well, where's the enforcement? Well, he didn't have the muscle. It's exponential. So now the left's like, oh, they're hiring too many. They're not vetting them right. Oh, God, stop. Oh, they're Nazis. Trump has balls to the walls here.
Yeah, I mean, always is a good day to hear about a new operation or seeing that they did that arrested thousands of these nasty pedophiles, child traffickers.
And three or four ICE pull into 100 people throwing rocks at them to save a kid. I mean, my job is not bus-kissing federal agents. Well, they're in their job and doing this. They're heroes.
Yeah, it's dangerous. And I'll always
rammed by cars, yeah. Shot at.
I mean, the people who work in the Crimes Against Children division specifically, I mean, I've never met a person working for the FBI or another agency that didn't really, really care about saving those kids. I mean, it's its own department that really.
I've only covered it, and few things get to me at the border, but seeing little kids loaded in a truck with no ID, with a known, you feel guilty because you can't stop them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's painful.
It is. And, for sure, there's a problem with human trafficking, too, that we have. It's kind of separate from the 764 stuff, which is mostly online exploitation. But they seem to be taking all of it seriously. So I can attest personally that I've been contacted by multiple field offices who've just seen me online and are interested if I have any information on this specific.
Oh, I've matter. Had since federal judges, high level ones, contact me for advice.
Yeah.
So they're definitely not playing around.
No, and they're learning more, too. It seemed like at the beginning of all of this, they didn't know that much about 764. They didn't know anything about Order of Nine Angles. And now we're seeing, like, a lot of information sharing. They're starting to understand how these rings operate, how they merge with the Order of Nine Angles, how the satanic stuff kind of elements kind of seep in and influence the aesthetics. And the,
well, look at the Mexican cartels. 40 years ago, none were satanic. Most of them are now. Because as they get more radical, they just sink into this.
Yes, for sure.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. The cartel stuff's actually pretty scary when you look at the Satanism that goes on in the cartel.
Oh, it's terrifying. It's the rule, not the exception.
Yeah, like I don't even like to really like look into the cartel stuff because it just like freaks me out.
Well, look at MS-13. I mean, to become a main member, you got to rape and kill a little girl in a satanic ritual.
It's really scary.
And people see Bukele talk about it, they go, really, guys? It's on record, like.
It's on record, and people used to call that crazy or conspiracy theory, whatever, but it's come out on record that it's a satanic cult. That's what it is.
Well, this started really in the 80s, and the media called it the satanic hysteria. It wasn't hysteria. It's real.
Well, I definitely feel like there's been a lot of Satanism brushed under the rug in America, even recently. Like I'm saying, with this ring, they don't like to address the fact that there's a satanic undercurrent. They don't want to call it satanic accelerationism, which is the term that I personally use to describe this new, theme of domestic.
Those who know, Charlie Manson was an accelerationist.
Yes, he was.
They want to cause a collapse with it.
Yes, he was. He was one of the tenets of the new type of accelerationism we see come from James Mason's siege. He was obsessed with Charles Manson. He even visited him in jail.
And that's the Order of Nine Angles guy.
Charles, he's kind of attached to it, but he's adjacent. He's like a separate but different.
Yeah, well, behind that's the globalists. That's Cloward and Piven. They want this accelerationism.
Yes, of course. Yes, because they want collapse. They want the entire world to collapse into flames. They feel like
we think, oh, transgenderism, men and women's sports and bathrooms and all this. They don't care the ideology fails. It's meant to wreak havoc.
I mean, I'm starting to feel that way, too, honestly. It definitely seems like it's creating people or kids, especially, who are unstable and more vulnerable to grooming and exploitation.
Well, the good news is the mama bears are waking up.
Yep, we're here and we're not going anywhere, and they can't scare us. They can't scare us because we're not children, and they have no power over us, and that makes them really angry.
Well, they hate women particularly.
Yeah, for sure. There's definitely a misogynist component behind the 764 stuff in particular.
When I say that's kind of my point is they just hate anything decent.
Yeah, they hate the mother figure for sure. They hate the mother, the protector. They hate anybody who would be considered like a patriot. I mean, they are nihilists. I would call them more misanthropists. Like they're misanthropists.
They hate anything that is. It's like when Elon Musk was, literally working with the founders of Google 20 years ago, and they said, "You're a nihilist. We're anti-human."
Mm-hmm. They're anti-human. Yeah, they want humans. They don't like traditional values. They don't like normal people. They want everyone to be like them, like these psychotic murderers.
And a lot of it's because they're incels, they're alone, they're on drugs, they hate success.
Well, those kinds of things make people susceptible to falling into that kind of ideology, because when you convince a guy that, he's sexually frustrated, you'll never find a woman because it's society's fault and you were born this way and nothing's ever going to get better for you, then you prime that person to become basically a proxy terrorist for you.
Well, that's it. And misery loves company.
Correct.
So we're not mad at people that weren't able to get a woman or get a man, have a family, which everything shows is amazing. We're trying to create a society for that with tax incentives, everything. They are miserable. They project on the rest of us. They love death, folks. Let's go to calls here. Let's go to Paul in Boston, Army on the left infiltrating the military and this call for insurrection. Where do you think this is going?
Hey, Alex. We have some serious issues up here in Boston. I just get out of the reserves. And it's full of NATO soldiers, and none of them are loyal to the United States of America. And obviously, this has been a slow trickle, but it's so bad up here that I wouldn't be surprised if one of these soldiers did do something to set it off. I mean, we have NCOs that have never passed PT tests. They've never done anything, and they made staff sergeant or sergeant first class, and they'll follow any orders. It's so subverted up here that this is the hot spot in the country. I know it's a leftist area, but it's just so out of control. And there's CCP everywhere. When we go up to Fort Devens to qualify, it's all CCP-owned property around Fort Devens. So, I don't know how else to put this, but if something happens, it's going to happen up here.
When you say NATO, describe that.
Well, what I'm just describing to you is there's no American soldiers. All of a sudden, 4 years ago, we just had my new captain. I'm out. I finished last month.
So you're
month
saying
they
got foreigners, people here like illegal aliens or police in Chicago and
it's the same thing. All the Haitians that were there, they were there for a couple of months, and then boom, all of a sudden their name changes to like an Irish name, because there's still a lot of Irish people up here in Boston. And it's just, you can tell that they're just...
Oh, they're even sheep dipping them, giving them new identities?
Absolutely. It's been going on hardcore for 4 years. And I just, I know it's just a pogue unit, but when we go to qualify, the last time we went to qualify, and I take a look at all these units, they're all NATO soldiers. There's no American kids, and I never gig on anybody that...
What you're saying is, I read about Albuquerque here, wherever, where illegal aliens are police. You're saying in Massachusetts?
In Boston, the reserve units in Boston, and then we, like I just said, we shoot up at Fort Devens. That's where we have to qualify twice a year. And it's just Hispanics, but they're not born here. Like my new battalion lieutenant colonel, he's from Mexico. And, all he wanted to talk about when he was introducing himself to the company was that about how poor he was when he grew up in Mexico, and that he was in California, and that he decided to move to Mass. So the infiltration is so intense up here. It's just beyond anything that you see on the internet. It's crazy.
Well, we got illegal aliens voting all over the country.
Alex, my sergeant major wears a wig. He's on Twitter or whatever the sites are. He wears a wig, and when he became the first sergeant a couple of years ago, that's when all these illegals came in. So it was like he was involved with it. The corruption is so bad up here.
They literally have men in wigs leading foreign armies in America. It's on screen right now. Thanks for the call. So they believe there's enough of these people in the ranks that when they trigger a civil war, the tranny armies will defeat us.
I mean, that's the subversion 101, right? I mean, it goes back to the incel stuff, right? You're attacking our young fighting age males, and you're teaching them there's nothing to live for. And then
hate women, hate family.
And then in a broader sense, they're also indoctrinating younger males with that same ideology. They might not be full blown incels, but the kids are growing up soft. I mean, that's what it is, and they're being indoctrinated, and then they're joining the military. I mean, it's
wild. Clark in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller. I was an Army chaplain, got out a couple years ago. And the thing that I'm immediately when I heard that, these politicians did, I thought, and I agreed with some of the other callers, of course, that we don't need politicians to tell us to disobey orders. We're taught that. I, especially as a chaplain, had to learn how to spot violations of the Geneva Convention, for example. And we were put through drills. Thankfully, I never had to do anything. We were put through drills. What happens if there's a sergeant that orders his men to shoot an unarmed civilian or an unarmed prisoner? And our response is, as chaplains, if I were there, I would stand between the firing squad and the unarmed civilian or what have you, because that's a violation of basic laws of warfare. But these politicians, they're clueless. They're clueless. And yes, I would agree, this is sedition or very close to it. And I'm so glad we're hearing about an investigation.
Well, it shows me where they're getting ready to go.
For sure, they're dripping. It's a drip drip. So they start, and my unit was civil affairs psychological operations. So we're used to this kind of nonsense, and they're drip dropping. And then they're trying to set Trump up, of course, as Trump is the violent guy trying to go after his political enemies. But the fact is, when it comes down to the military, you don't touch the military. No one in the military needs anyone to tell them about the rules of law.
So if this kicks off as they want, they got a lot of weird pockets of crazy, but they don't have full control. Where do you see it going?
I think I didn't know about what the gentleman just said in Massachusetts. That's scary and shocking. I say we get on our knees and pray hard. But I will say that there are good elements in every unit. Oh, I can't speak for the ones up there. My unit was an airborne unit, and a lot of patriots. There are a couple of weirdos, obviously. Every unit has them. But I think that there's good enough men and women in there that will do the right thing. And if necessary, we'll take out.
I agree with you, brother. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Owl Killer in Virginia. You're on the air. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Retired military police, just got out 2 years ago. I've been harping on this on several calls. Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. Why this is such a big deal is because it's exactly how you lay out. It's part of a plan. But they are consistently ahead of Trump with the messaging because they know what the actual response to stop them would be. It's going to look overtly like he's a tyrant or a fascist or whatever. The communication is not there. And the military loves President Trump. The American people love President Trump. I saw this for about 10 years.
What they're doing is they're demonizing what they fear, because we have a real coup. The true action of an Abraham Lincoln would be just crush him, and they're worried he hasn't used that yet, so they're trying to demonize that move ahead of time, which is beautiful because it introduces the idea to him.
It surrounds the responses to what's going to need to be done in the blue states, where day one, like January 21st, he should have made an example out of a state that was saying, we're not going to follow the immigration laws of the United States of America. They cannot subvert the United States. They cannot subvert our immigration laws. The way to make an example of them is to make an example of a governor or a mayor that does not want to follow our federal immigration law. And at that point, it shows that, hey, you cannot disobey, because if you don't do something, why do you think they're – Mamdani is a symptom. The new governor of Virginia in this state that I live in now, she's literally the brainchild of John Brennan. They're positioning these people in positions of power so that when there is some type of situation that Trump is forced to react to, they are going to be the people that are supposedly going to fight back.
Those states for them to stage the false flag.
Absolutely, but it's not even necessarily a false flag. You're seeing it in states like California or Illinois, where ICE goes in, and you have in the public that are basically paid to fight the ICE agents. Like that cannot happen. And if a governor is not going to, like, for example, in New York City, I should be at Rikers Island right now speaking to the warden. We are taking every illegal alien prisoner that you have in there, and there's nothing you can do about it. That should happen, like, right now. That should be the talk that Mamdani gets right now. And, you know, I think Mark Kelly is I'm pretty sure he's NASA, which is, you know, if anybody that doesn't know, you know, he was a Navy captain. He's paid by the Department of Defense. I'm pretty sure he's got a pension. Call him back to active duty. Put him on. Give him a court martial. Make an example out of someone. I'm not saying ruin. I'm not saying put the guy in jail forever.
What'd you make of Trump saying, like, we're looking at tribunals?
I don't think you can do it to regular citizens. But if you're receiving any benefits from the federal government, if you're retired military.
No, I agree with you. My point is that they're the ones saying the military rebel with no evidence to do it, so they've now put themselves in the wheelhouse of military jurisdiction.
Absolutely, and the military is on President Trump's side, believe me, but you do have enough people. I saw it for about 10 years, and that JAG officer you had on, it's crazy because around 2010, we did stop. I just thought about it now. We stopped giving the civilian training to the military. It just stopped out of nowhere, where we were like, hey, this is what it means to be a citizen. This is what you're signed up for. This is what it means to defend the Constitution. This is your chain of command. And the point of, you know, people think a chain of command is just to tell somebody what to do. No, it's not. The purpose of establishing a chain of command is that in the event that you have to, you know, you end up in combat or you got to save somebody's life because there's a natural disaster or whatever, there's no questioning it. You just do it because you need to have that trust, where you have that trust that the person above you is trained. They know what to do. They've been there. And if we just listen to them,
the point is, we elected Trump. The Democrats want a civil war. They're betting it all on that. They're claiming he's a tyrant. We know what's going on. And so the top brass is a bunch of globalists, but mid-level and low-level is patriots. I don't see this plan they're trying to launch working. Thank you, Al Killer. BX, any comments on that?
It's just a lot. It's very overwhelming. It's nice to hear from the military, members of our military, and people who are really close to the fire. Like, I think I'm actually just absorbing everything.
Me too. Doc in Indiana on the Army-Navy engineer. What do you think is happening?
Yeah, Alex?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, I'm sitting here on the phone in Washington, and it's out of sync. But that's
it's
okay.
All right, brother. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Listen, first-time caller, you know, BX, I follow your stuff. Alex, you know, you when you popped up on my radar in 2004, I was just, you know, elated because I joined the Navy when Gerald Ford was president and did 6 years active duty and then went into work for the Navy as a civilian in the technical field. I guess I have the long view of this because the churches were talking about a lot of what you were talking about in the 80s, the conservative churches were. And I see where we're at based upon what I was seeing in the 80s in the education system. And what I noticed was what I was taught in school. I went to school in, you know, good public schools in the 60s and 70s, was parallel to what I was taught in the Navy in boot camp about citizenship. All your military guys, especially your first caller, was spot on. But I'm afraid, because I spent my career as a technical part of the, you know, the military uniforms are the tip of the spear, but I was on the shaft of the spear. I was part of the logistics and in the technical fields, and that stuff that has been in the news, I can't talk about. But what I saw was a decline in the type of people as far as their basic loyalty to the country. And I don't mean that they were disloyal. It's just that their commitment to our history and what we're about.
They were shallow and not serious.
Yeah, and it also was the way they were teaching in the military. What I saw over my career as a civilian working for the Navy, and I've worked for the Department of Defense, and believe me, the culture in both of those was totally different in the civilians. The Navy was more conservative as a whole in their view of morality and history in our country, and I would say, from my perspective, more loyal. The DOD was probably as woke as you could get whenever I worked for them, Department of Defense Civilian Group. So I guess what I'm trying to say is we're talking about the military following orders, but I've took the oath of office at least four times. And we take the same oath as civilians as the military do. And I'm concerned, or I used to be concerned a lot more, when I see you and BX and younger people popping up. I'm in my late 60s. My wife and I both are. You know, we've seen the decline, and we're concerned. I did all I could do in the 80s.
No, you did great, but what I'm getting is you're even more worried about the civilian end, and that's who they called for sedition from, not just the military. They called for it in the contractors, everybody.
What I'm trying to say is that tip of that spear ain't going to get there unless the shaft is helping it get there. And there's a lot of influence from the civilian side into the military uniform side. So,
I agree. That's a bureaucracy. Thank you. BX wants to comment on that. We'll take a few more calls here from Gabriel, Bill, and Matthew. Then we're going to cover the communist Islamic overlord of New York set to arrive at the White House in the next 10 minutes. We'll cover that as well. Stay with us.
I do want to tell you about a sale that we've got going on InfoWarsStore.com. I feel like it's been forever since I've plugged InfoWarsStore.com. But let me tell you, folks, I'm plugging it for a good reason, because it is the final batch.
Final batch.
Of two of our most bombshell, widely respected, well-known, and powerful supplements, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement. And this is a critical moment. If you've been thinking about improving your health, now is the time to act, and not just for the sake of your well-being, but to help keep InfoWars on air as long as possible. For a limited time, we're offering 40% off two of our best-selling products, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bodies Whole Body Support. Our fish oil is packed with essential omega-3s to support your heart, brain, and joints, while our turmeric helps with inflammation and boosts your overall wellness. Both products are powerful tools in your daily health routine. But here's the reality. We at InfoWars could be shut down in the very near future. We need your support right now, and the funds from these sales are critical for keeping the fight going as long as possible. Once the supply is gone, you might not have a chance to restock or even be around for to offer these products again. We might not be around to offer these products ever again. 40% off Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off the Bodies Turmeric Supplement. It is a massive discount, and it's your chance now to grab these high-quality supplements while helping us survive. Do not wait. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, buy now, and keep us going. Every purchase helps. Every order makes a difference. And like I said, these could be the final runs of Ultimate Fish Oil and Bodies Turmeric Supplement, two of our most powerful and beloved supplements. Please do go get Ultimate Fish Oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air, in the fight, and keep yourself healthy.
Discover a wide variety of products at InfoWarsStore.com. From shirts, books, hats, survival gear to essential documentaries and supplements, InfoWarsStore.com has got you covered. We have the highest quality at the lowest prices. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help support the InfoWar.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones